would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I had a lot of things I wanted to go over, but I'm tired. Two things that I thought you might find interesting. Somebody will find interesting. I'll tell you anyway. One is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Hale, yesterday or today, was sentenced to, I think it's 4 years in prison. He's a whistleblower. And in his case, he was not the first, but he pointed out how the U.S. drone program is killing civilians. I mean, majority of the targets have been civilians. The collateral damage thing. And he pointed that out, and like another gentleman, I don't remember his name, who pointed similar things out about the drone program, and people like, Kuriaku. Oh, I can't think of his first name right now. But he ended up, and he served several years in prison for pointing out that the United States tortures people. And because he made that public, they sent him to jail. And I find this fascinating because, speaking the truth will get you in trouble. Oh, what's that verse again? All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Some of these, Kuriaku, is a professing follower of Christ. I don't know about this other gentleman, but apparently he comes from Tennessee. So maybe he is, maybe he isn't, I don't know. But either way, I find it interesting, and I might go into that some more. Well, one other thing in a dialogue today, because there are so many things, so many issues, such as the issue between my family and myself, we were talking about a number of things, and we got back to 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. And, we had the artwork of that, started in our bedroom, went to the bathroom, and then my assumption was flushed down the toilet. Because we have in 1 John the idea that God is love. So the suggestion by Chris is, let's read 1 Corinthians 13, substituting where we see love and put in God. It was a fascinating exercise because when you read it, it fits very well. It was remarkable. I would suggest it's not a distortion of scripture if God is love, because what we pointed out, without faith, what you do is sin, those kind of ideas. When you look at those kind of things, you can't love without God, because, which is consistent, with so many other things. So the only true love is shown by obedience to Christ, because that's what, his commands are. And so when he says he's love, he is the truth. So all truth it's not truth about him, but he is truth. And love is the same kind of way. So anyway, I suggest that. Read 1 Corinthians 13, substituting the word love with God. And I think it's a fascinating exercise. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you live it. My lady, I love you.